Hello, everyone. Welcome back again to another episode of Basement Banter. This week, I'm joined by resident gambling expert slash today we're our liquor expert, Matthew Blahut.
You.
So this week's episode was inspired by my trip to the liquor store the other day. So obviously, it's getting warmer, and I feel like there's a little bit of a switch when you're summer drinking. You know, obviously, you have... You go from, you know, barely going out, maybe going to a bar or going to...
Yeah, and now, I mean, this summer more than ever, like, people are going to go out because we weren't able to as much. I mean, some people still were able to, but not as much as... last year was a unique year. We weren't able to get as much as we are this year. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, and then on top of that, then as I've mentioned in, like, maybe a couple of weeks ago, we discussed stuff, ideas for the summer. We also now are going to have like almost like a little mishmash of people going back to bars and everything, but also still keeping those ideas that we had when we had to get creative last year. So now we're still going to have those big outdoor parties in someone's backyard. We're still going to be having those barbecues, you know, outdoor spaces and whatever other, you know, like they have like those like low key concerts now at like outdoor movie theaters and stuff like that. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on. So my thing is that now we're at the age, at least I'm assuming a majority of you are between the ages of like, you know, freshly out of college to up. and then also, you know, some of you in college who are trying to be a little more fancy, a little more bigger than your britches than you actually are. You're like, I'm tired of having this, these hams beers, tired of having these
White Claw iced tea.
So just break out the notepad, go into the desk of your dorm room. I don't know why you're still in your dorm room in the middle of June, but get it out. And, we'll take a look into some ideas, some fresh perspective on what to drink this summer. You can thank us later. Send us a little gift basket, edible arrangement. So the first thing, as I was mentioning, my trip to the liquor store made me think of this idea because I went to the section where there's the White Claws, the Bonavive or whatever, the Trulies. And you look around and it isn't just that anymore. I'd say almost, I'd go as far to say 50-50 to maybe 66-33% is starting to look like it's vodka soda. You know, High Noons was the first one that really planted their flag in that one. But then you have about three or four tequila soda brands I've seen recently, probably a lot more. And on top of that, I've even seen whiskey lemonade mixed drinks, whiskey sodas, gin and sodas.
Yeah.
I feel like that's almost going to completely wipe out the spiked seltzer business.
I mean,
aside from, you know,
I think
high school kids and
I college, think like White Claw really set the precedent and really got the ball rolling on the whole canned goods area. I mean, Cuervo margaritas have been there forever, and those are still great. And Mike's Hard, although it wasn't in a can, they've been around forever. But White Claw took everything to the next level. And I think White Claw and High Noon, too, they're going to be here to stay. And there's certainly now more competition than ever. I think they're still going to kill it because they're still the name brand, just like Tito still kills it in vodka. But there's definitely more competition. Like you mentioned, White Claw and Trulies obviously are the big two. They're both malt-based. So
correct.
Now we've had all of these other ones come in, like High Noon, you mentioned, is vodka-based. So it's a bit different, a bit more friendly to those who are gluten-free. You have a tequila-based one like Playa Mar. And one other successful brand that's doing real well is Long Drink. That's a gin-based seltzer. So there's a lot in the market. And now before, when it was just White Claw and Truly and now High Noon, that was it. Now I see and I go into Gary's, Bottle King, etc. They have a whole section just dedicated to seltzers as if like they have for whiskey and another kind of thing. So it's really a new category and I think it's going to be here to stay. Obviously, you have your pillars, but there's certainly many other options that are good choices as well.
Exactly. And the thing is that it was hard in the liquor business because there was it's impossible to get into the light beer. It's, you know, Bud Light, Natural Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. You weren't going to squeeze in there anywhere and try and have your new, you know, light beer. Then the IPAs completely, it's like, it's almost like stocks. Like it's like an oversaturated market now, the IPAs, where there isn't, there used to be like real craft beers, and now it's just become like IP. Like Sam Adams has a bunch of
IPAs. I was just going to say the big guys now have their own IPA. So that's when you know it's mainstream. Just like the big guys have seltzers now. So that's when you know it's completely switched over. So you can obviously look in the ready to drink sections now in your liquor stores and find some new ones. I mean, if you like tequila based things, I recommend Playa Bar, Playa Mar. Gin base is long drink. I mean, that stuff's really good. And obviously you have your High Noons, White Claws, Trulies out there, but we're going to try and get you some other things that maybe will get the party going and won't be your usual suspects either.
Then the other one that I was going to say that you didn't mention was the Fisher's Island, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah, that's like a lemonade.
It was the whiskey lemonade. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't had them before, but I always had seen them. I've seen them in like a couple of liquor stores.
It's very good.
And I was out at I was out somewhere one night.
That's
and,
like, I think, 8%, though. That'll get you, man. That'll get you.
That was the issue, is that it was the end of the night, and I was making my rounds. They had one of those, I don't know what it is, but whenever a place has a long list of beers, I'm never just like, all right, yeah, I'm going to have that and stick with the whole night. I have like this, like, not OCD, but I'm just...
Smorgasbord?
I feel compelled that I have to run the carousel, put my quarter in and take my ride around.
You got it.
Exactly. So I had that, but the problem was is that I had, the ghosts or like those really low percentage ones. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the night, I'm like, you know what? I'll have one of these things.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it got me. And on top of that, it's really sugary, which another thing I feel like a lot of these newer seltzers and stuff like that, a lot of them are a lot lower on sugar. Another one, which isn't necessarily in really any specific category that we've discussed, is the Crooked Markers. Crooked Markers are not very seltzery. They're not a lot of carbonation.
Okay.
They're not necessarily a malt liquor. I don't know how to explain what they are. It's like, it's not grain. I think it's like a grain alcohol.
That's just vodka based, basically.
I don't know how to explain it. Like if you like look it up, it says like what it is. It's like super something based, and the real
what's it called?
Hippie stuff that they
crooked
have.
Crooked what?
Crooked Marker.
Yeah, well, everyone likes to say all this fancy.
Yeah,
stuff.
It might just be a long winded way of saying that it's super grain alcohol. So basically,
it's just normal alcohol.
Basically, it's vodka.
It's
with
vodka.
Like juice.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have their own little competition against themselves going on. I went there last year. I had the Crooked Markers. Awesome. Then I came back the following year. And then they had Crooked Marker lemonade based. Mm-hmm. Then they had Crooked Marker tea based. I came back this year. Now they have Crooked Marker coconut based. And then they have Crooked Marker seltzers.
Wow.
Not a big fan of the seltzers, but the coconut one is legit. So first note to jot down there. Try Crook and Marker coconut. All right. You have that in your notes.
That'll change it up. I haven't even heard of that before you just mentioned it.
Yeah. So here's my question. I've tried basically every single one that you've listed of like different variation of spiked something. Which one do you feel like translates best to like the can? Because I don't know. I feel like that's like a real... As much as I liked the Fisher Island, I feel like whiskey's kind of a weird one to try and put in a can. The gin, I wasn't a major fan of.
Which gin did you have? Did you have long drink?
I don't remember the one that I had. One of my friends was drinking it, and they let me try it. But I think the vodka one was pretty solid. High Noons. The thing was is that they kind of taste like a spiked seltzer, so you can't even really tell the difference.
Yeah.
Maybe I just had a bad, like a cheap gin one.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I like long drink. I think it's very good. Playa Mar, I would say the black cherry is really good. That if you like tequila, like that's a good one. If you like tequila, some of the other ones actually have significantly more like tequila taste. So if you're not a big tequila guy, definitely stay away from the other flavors except for really black cherry. Obviously, and High Noons are great. I like most of their flavors. But White Claw, they're good, but I feel like now they're really throwing a lot of flavors at you, and all of them, like, there's a lot of misses. I don't think the iced teas are good at all. I think they're pretty sugary. Truly sugary, but I mean, those are good, but I can, like, you can't have a lot of them because it's like you're eating a pack of sweet tarts.
Yeah, I can't have more than like, three, not crooked markers.
Trulies, White Claws?
Trulies and White Claws because they're so carbonated that.
That
when,
too.
When you're at a bar and you're like trying to drink them, it just gets, it feels like it just gets like stuck in your throat after a few of them. So, I can't have more than a couple of them. And like, that's where you get the light beers. Then circling back, I think that tequila probably was the second place for best what transitioned into a can. Playa Mar, I love the lime one. That one I think was miles ahead of any other one that I like. I think the mango one was pretty decent as well. For those of you who don't know, Jose Cuervo also is the one who makes the Playa Mar spiked seltzers, and they're pretty good. I was a little skeptical at first because at this point now they're so, it's basically if you have a liquor business and you aren't trying to put it in a can, you are like really just shooting yourself in the foot. Actually, this is, I have to pat myself on the back. Sometimes I don't even
do it. What do you got? What do you got?
I don't even do it on purpose. Sometimes I just am like the transition game. Just, I just nailed the nail on the head here. I was talking about all of this liquor and business putting the stuff in the cans. I actually have seen companies that are making the booze to put in with the seltzer. So there isn't prepackaged, which I almost like more, which you're saying to yourself probably right now, Ryan, why, you could literally do that all the time. the one that I saw.
But cans are easy, especially if you're at the beach or something. I'd rather have cans on me than a glass bottle.
Yeah, but the one that what I was talking about, I forget which liquor brand it was, but it was I think a gin. And for gin, I think is a pretty solid one because gin, you have a lot more. You could keep the quality and not. And also change the flavor profile a little bit because it's all botanicals. It isn't it's a straightforward formula like vodka or whiskey or something like that. So you could kind of mix and match a little bit of what you're putting in there. So it isn't all exactly identical. They're making gin for seltzer. So, which I think was pretty solid because, you know, like, I feel like it's just, once again, like, you have like this production line of stuff and it doesn't necessarily taste fantastic all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some big misses with those. But I feel like it's kind of, I mean, once again, you could do it with anything. You could take ginger ale, drink half of it and fill the rest up with Jameson or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's pretty, I'm curious to see how it plays out because this is the first year it's coming out. So I really am curious to see how it plays out in the long term if it catches on. Which I feel like it will because it's kind of like, you know, people love that. Oh, it's really like taking a step back and refreshing that it isn't that. But it's supposed to be designed specifically to mix with seltzer.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what that means. I'm assuming that it's going to, the like, flavor's a little bit lighter and sweeter.
Yeah. And it probably has some kind of flavor profile that's different from just grabbing a bottle of gin. And then you throw it in with like Q drinks, club soda or something, you're probably good to go or something like
right.
that.
But this summer I'm really going for making a lot of different cocktails.
We don't need any more pre-made stuff. We need to change it up for the people.
Pre-made, no more just grabbing the jug of rum on the counter of the barbecue and dumping it into Coca-Cola. We need to switch it up a little bit. And there's a lot of really like straightforward recipes that you don't necessarily need a whole lot of stuff for. Like, for example, I was going to say like transfusions are a pretty solid one.
Yeah.
All that is. And don't shoot me if I'm like, I think I have all the ingredients here. All
we
it is.
We can look it up.
Grapefruit. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm already. Grape juice. Not grapefruit juice. Shout out Tim Berkla once again. Great. We had a grapefruit.
No.
They thought that a transfusion.
Yeah, no, you definitely need grape juice.
They thought a transfusion was grapefruit juice, like club soda and vodka, and I literally almost threw up. It was that bad. I'm not like, you
that's
know.
That's a big mess.
I try not to be too snobby when it comes to like when people make my drinks, but it was so bad that I like wanted to throw up. And But I think it's just grape juice, ginger ale, and vodka.
Yeah.
And that's it.
A little lime juice, too.
It's a little lime juice, and that's it. It's delicious. A lot of you have had it on a golf course, and definitely. I don't understand why we don't have it off the golf course, because they're fantastic. I think it's because, I don't know if it's just me, I feel like a lot of people don't have just grape juice laying around their house.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Why?
And I know Barstool has their own kind of transfusion mix without the alcohol content, but it's expensive, though, so it's like, I don't know if you're really...
Yeah, that's the thing. Once again, they're very expensive, these things, when you could make a lot of this stuff that you're buying at the store pre-packaged for a lot of money for cheap.
You could probably buy it at Stop and Shop for like $2.
You're going out there and getting those.
You just need to get the handle or whatever, a vodka, and then you're good.
Yeah, you're getting those, like, I forget what they're called, but it's just the cocktails in a glass. Mm-hmm. Like, that was like when they came out during COVID, which was a pretty good idea, but now everything's open, so now you can kind of get more
cups and everything.
Yeah, and it was like the pre-made, like, whiskey sours or whiskey. Mm-hmm. You could make a whiskey sour very easily by yourself, and it's a pretty solid summer drink.
Mm-hmm.
All it is, bourbon, lemon juice, and simple syrup. That's it. And you put a little bit of, you put a little garnish on there. You just stick a lime on, or a lemon on there, and or an orange, or whatever you want. For all of you out there, if you want to get real, real cute, you put an egg white in there, too.
That's a little fancy for me, but I see what you're saying.
You sue me, you shake it up a little bit, and it just makes it a little more, like, frothy, and it's really good. And you just stick a lemon, or an orange, and some cherries in there, and it's awesome. And it's, you'll look real sophisticated doing it. It's pretty straightforward. Gin drinks, I feel like they're just pretty. I had one.
I don't mind gin, and I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a purple gin. It's probably about $35 to $40, just a bottle of it. But first off, it's really good. It's one of my favorite gins, and it's not overly expensive. And second, it's really a cool drink because it's purple, really dark, like indigo purple. And then when you mix it with different things, different acidic things, it changes colors to like a light pink or a blue. So it makes for like a really good gift or something really cool to bring out somewhere because it's such a unique drink. That's one that I'll shout out all the time. And you can make a bunch of different gin drinks. I mean, gin and tonics, obviously like a staple, but I'm sure there's plenty of others.
Collins, which is just...
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward, too. I think it's just... you have it in, like, a highball glass, and it's just gin and lemon juice. And then I think a little bit of club soda, and that's another easy one. Once again, another one that you look pretty balling in. Walking around with those highball glasses, which for those of you asking what a highball glass is, it's one of those tall, skinny glasses that you see at bars sometimes. So that's like another one. Tequila, there's obviously a million one. Margaritas. You can make like a lot of tequila drinks, like with the darker tequila kind of, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's very simple.
What do you mean?
You can't go wrong with tequila cocktails.
Yeah, love margaritas. And if you're talking about like an aged tequila, I think Reposado is like a perfect drink to make a Paloma with. I mean, that's a classic. I'll look that up for everyone. But that's another refreshing drink. I just rather have a margarita, but Palomas are great too. so that's actually grapefruit juice, and then you'll put Reposado lime, just like a normal drink. But it's kind of similar to Marg, just you're using a different ingredient.
Right, and then obviously, another one. To wrap this part up is like, you, once again, I'm just trying to give you some survival tools standing, and I'm just imagining myself standing facing a table full of booze at like a barbecue or a family party or like an event. Mm-hmm. Where you're standing outside in your polo and khaki shorts looking at this table, or your sundress, or whoever. And it's very, very simple. Ready? You go and you grab the cranberry, you go and grab the club soda, you go and grab the vodka, ice, and squirt some lemon juice in there, and you're absolutely golden. That's all you need. Bread and butter.
Mules, too, kill it.
Mules do
kill
it.
Just some ginger beer, whatever hard alcohol you want, whether it's tequila, vodka, whiskey. a little lime juice. Sometimes I'll throw a little triple sec in there, a Saint Germain, to kind of sweeten it up. And you're pretty much set there on ice. You're good to go.
And if you have the copper cup, forget it. I can't imagine.
You got it. You have to.
I cannot imagine many of you are sitting there and go, oh, yeah, I have my copper mug right next to me. But that's a nice little touch there. If you could get your hands on one of those, phenomenal. All right. And then to send us home here, something that drives me nuts is now that I'm like getting a little bit more into wine, I cannot sit idly by anymore and just watch people standing there with that double bottle of wine that's probably like 500 grams of sugar.
Like a bottle handle, like barefoot or something.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. There's so much good wine out there that you don't have to spend a lot of money on.
I was going to say it's not crazy expensive either.
No, and you just got to go out and look. Open your eyes and like do a little, literally the most minimal amount of research. You could get apps now where you literally could scan the label and it pops up the reviews, the price, and what other people thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so straightforward. I'm not going to say the name because they're not paying me. but it's so straightforward. And, you know, it could be cool. You know, you could go around and tell people, oh, I had this and that from here or there. So I'm going to throw out a few, a few different like wines out there that you could get that are really good for in the summer. The first one that I'm going to throw out there is rosé. I feel like that's a pretty
That's a summer drink.
A lot of French rosés you want to go for. Obviously, California has a lot of stuff that you can't go wrong with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But France has been doing it for so long. Really, I feel like France has a lot of just superior wine in general, or Europe in general has a lot of better wines, but French rosé is
phenomenal.
California's
got good stuff, man.
California has good stuff, but it's just the different climates that make it have a...
Yeah.
You know, like, French rosé I had, Miraval's a solid one. It isn't really sugary. I know a lot of you are thinking, like, when you go to, like, a rosé festival and you're drinking some $5 bottle of rosé that's, like, 500 grams of sugar, that you get turned off to it because of how hungover you get. If you get, like, a really... like. Miraval, I believe, is less than $20. Comes in a really cool bottle. I believe Brad Pitt and... Or no, not Brad Pitt. Or is it Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? I think they're the one who started the company. Because they...
What, they have their own one?
Invested in it. Yeah,
oh,
because
Miraval?
They bought... Yeah,
or
they bought...
Because
they bought a property in France, if I'm not mistaken. And then they're walking along the property. They found an old French wine bottle. Mm-hmm. And it isn't like a normal, just straight up, whatever you know what a wine bottle looks like. And it was like almost like a circular, like a more spherical bottle. And they're like, this is awesome. And for, I don't know how one thing led to another, they ended up getting involved in this company. And it's awesome rosé. Really, a lot of French rosés are awesome. You just put it in the refrigerator for a little while so that the glass gets nice and crisp when you pour the wine in. That's really refreshing in the summer. Can't go wrong with that. And you could get a lot of it for like a high quality and a lot of it for a decent price.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, it doesn't get much better. Another one, you know, like any white wine, really. I'm a big fan of imagery wine. Once again, a lot of Italian white wines are very good. And then another one that you want to try. Riesling from Germany. Mm-hmm. You're probably thinking, Ryan, Germany, what the heck are you talking about? Germany is like the Riesling. Yeah, I know you're thinking, oh, California. Germany is the Riesling like capital of the world. You want to get Riesling from there. And even if you don't get it from there, another one you could try is anything from the like over by the Finger Lakes in New York. They make good Riesling. I guess it's something with the proximity to the water and the temperature and the kind of being up in the mountains. It makes the wine a lot better there. It's pretty crisp, a good one to have. Mm-hmm. It's not really buttery like with Chardonnays, and what I mean by buttery, it kind of like lingers in your mouth and it feels like almost like you have like a coat of something. It's pretty like a dry, crisp one. You can't go wrong with that. And then another one, once again, fancy pants people. If you want to just blow the living pants off of people, they sound very sophisticated. You could get a bottle of this for very cheap. There is a type of white nap. This is your good old host Ryan doing his research, grind, and hitting the books. There is a type of white wine from Italy, from a very specific part, from Sicily, from the volcano, by like the Mount Etna. So it's all volcanic soil that they grow it from. So it has a little bit of a different taste.
There you go.
The Caracante from Italy. I'm telling you, if you like white wine, or if you're not sure what kind of wine you like, and you like something with a little sweetness, not too sweet, Caracante is the one. That is awesome. I had a bottle of it last week. It isn't sweet as in there's a lot of sugary flavor. It's sweet as in it has like a peachy kind of pear-y taste to it. If you stick that in a bucket of ice for maybe a half hour so it gets nice and cold, and you pour it in a glass, or maybe even put a little ice cube in there, forget it.
I'm going to have to check this out. I've never seen it.
I'm saying you're welcome preemptively because you're going to like it. I'm just saying preemptively, you're welcome. No problem. Oh, you loved it? Yeah, no problem. I know it's awesome. Awesome. It is absolutely incredible, and no one knows about it. It's from Italy. So you want to get it either if it says straight up Caracante or if it's Etna Bianco. Either one of those two. It's that, because that just Etna Bianco is just Caracante blended with another wine, depending on whichever one it is. It's really good. You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to try it out. I can rattle off. I think right now, still my favorite is Cake Bread Sauvignon Blanc. So that's a smooth white wine from California. That's usually around like the $30 range, so a little pricier for Sauv Blancs. A bit cheaper, probably in the $12 to $15 range, is Rodney Strong Charlotte's Home Sauvignon Blanc. I thought for those kind of cheaper white wines and Sauvignon Blancs, I prefer the Rodney Strong label the best. I like that the most. A drink related to wines that doesn't really matter exactly what you pour in it, but one of my favorite summer drinks that I'll get at a bar is Aperol Spritz. I love that.
Yeah.
So you got to get some Prosecco in there and obviously Aperol. But I love that. It's such a refreshing drink. It's just Prosecco, Aperol, club soda. Sometimes you get a nice orange slice if you're at the bar, or whatever the case may be. But I usually try and get it if I see it.
And the thing is with that,
that's like a summertime for sure.
Wine spritzers are extremely refreshing, and they're really good. And you could you don't have to go out and get a $30 bottle of wine for that. Go and get an $18 bottle, a $15 bottle at any liquor store you go to. You could get it. Once again, as I was saying, it does not matter the price as much.
If you're gonna be mixing drinks, I wouldn't say go and buy the most expensive Prosecco out there and then throw it in a mixed drink. I think that would be very dumb of you.
Well, I was gonna say, I think it's sinful, anything we talked about today so far. Anything that you don't go and get your, don't go into your dad's liquor cabinet and pull out his $50 bottle of bourbon and mix it with
make a mule
with egg whites and start cracking eggs over it or something. Just a little ingenuity, a little cleverness, a little thought, just putting a little effort into what you're drinking goes a long way.
Yeah.
Not only for the sake of your own health, so you're not just pounding sugar every time you go out to a bar and don't have crippling hangovers every time. Also so that you actually look like you know what you're talking about, and, you know, just have some, I don't know, add something to your life so you're not just drinking just blah same thing all the time. Spice it up.
Yeah,
try something new.
Yeah, I mean, and this summer I've obviously for UFC fights, and we got Conor fighting in July 10th, gotta have a bottle of Proper 12 on tap. Always, I'm gonna always have one in my freezer. Can I shout out like a new drink that's probably not as well known?
Sure.
I mean, Screwball is definitely known by now. Everyone knows about it. It's really catching on in a very popular peanut butter whiskey. Probably the first one of its kind, I would think. It's the original peanut butter whiskey. Now there's a bunch of knockoffs similar to everyone making canned goods when White Claw hit the ground running. But there's a new screwball drink that they've had, always talked about making PB&J drinks, but I saw one mixed with Truly Wildberry. So it's half a can of Truly Wildberry, a shot or two, maybe if you're making it a double, of screwball, and that's it. So I suppose we're supposed to be like a PB&J. I haven't had it, but I'm going to try it this weekend.
And make sure you put your screwball in the freezer for like days before.
I like screwball warm. I might be one of the few.
It gets more peanut buttery when it's
when
nice
it's frozen.
And when I feel like when it's warmer, you get more peanut butter taste to it. And because it's, I feel like
maybe because I like peanut butter.
Yeah, but when it's cold, it still has like a lot of peanut butter taste. But the whiskey taste isn't as prevalent. So
gotcha.
I feel like it's awesome.
All right, I'll do that too.
I had too many nights where we're just drinking it out of the bottle.
I was gonna say that's a great shot. If your friends or family don't know that, and maybe you want to try a new drink, get it with the Wildberry and try it out. But if you just want to grab a bottle and introduce it to people, that's a cool like shot that everyone's like, "Yo, this is awesome."
Yeah. So I think that's any closing thoughts besides you have the shout out. Any other ones or?
That's it. I just wanted to get those out there.
All right.
If you guys try that out, I guess comment on Brownie's Instagram page because I want to hear your thoughts on that, especially if you try it before me.
Yeah. any if you have anything that like, oh, Ryan, you have to try this or you have to have this or why didn't you have this? Let me know. Be involved. Don't be a stranger. Comment on the Basement Banter official Instagram page or show up to my house. Why not? please don't do that.
Nick's probably going to comment a strawberry daiquiri.
yeah, Dirty Shirley. I do not condone Dirty Shirley's. It just doesn't sit right in my stomach, Dirty Shirley's. But thank you, Matt, for coming on. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
All of you get creative and have a good one.